Zoomer Radio and Joni Mitchell, beautiful on the cover of the latest issue of Zoomer Magazine. The photos and the story inside are pretty spectacular, too. And this is the Morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. Hard to believe the Terry Fox run is marking its 43rd year this coming Sunday, September 17th, and all started by a determined 22-year-old whose original goal was to raise awareness and $1 million for cancer research with his Marathon of Hope. All these years later, Terry's light shines brighter than ever with the annual run taking place in more than 650 communities in Canada and generating some $850 million. We are so happy to welcome a very special guest to the show, Terry's big brother, Fred Fox. Welcome, Fred.
Hello. Great to be with you guys today. Thank you.
Oh, it's always nice to talk with you, Fred. How about you take us back to the very beginning when Terry came up with the idea of running across Canada to raise money for cancer research? How did the idea come to be? Were you part of the conversations?
Yeah, I wouldn't say I was part of the conversations, but you know, Terry was diagnosed with cancer at 18 years old in 1977, and an athlete going to university, playing basketball at Simon Fraser in the Vancouver area, and was told he had osteogenic sarcoma, that he was going to lose part of his right leg. And when he was going through his chemotherapy treatments, it really impacted Terry. He would often say in his run across Canada, when he spoke to different communities, that getting cancer made him a more caring person. That maybe when he was younger, he always cared about with himself. He was self-centered, but getting cancer changed that. And he realized, it soon became apparent that while he was going through chemo, that it didn't matter how sick he was. He was more concerned with how others were doing. And he did some research, found that not a lot of money was being directed towards cancer research in this country, whether it was government or private monies, donations, and he wanted to do something about it. So he planted the seed in his mind and eventually shared that with Mom, and Mom wasn't overly enthusiastic about the idea. I got very upset with him, but just said to him, why would you run across Canada, run through BC? And Terry said, not only people in BC get cancer, people right across Canada.
Wow. Yeah. And so true. Do you have a favorite memory from the Marathon of Hope? Like, is there a moment in that journey? Because there were so many stops along the way. I'm not sure if you and your wife were part of it the whole time or some of the time, but is there one moment, one day where it went from becoming this personal challenge for Terry to really something much, much bigger?
Yeah, we watched Terry's journey across the country from a distance, watching it on TV, watching the news, reading in newspapers, and I had the opportunity, and it's probably one of my favorite opportunities during the and memories of the Marathon of Hope is when he arrived in Toronto. I didn't run with Terry at all when he was training back at home, and got a chance to run with Terry down University Avenue into Nathan Phillips Square, City Hall. 10,000 people there. There was thousands of people lying in the street. It really hit me at that point, the impact that Terry was having on our country and how everybody was coming together and supporting Terry. And it made a difference to Terry as well. We had an opportunity in Northern Ontario near Wawa to be with him as well. And that was a different experience. And you could really see the work that Terry was doing every single day, pounding out those kilometers every single day in Northern Ontario, climbing hills, and just a different kind of support he got up there.
Thank you for painting that picture of Terry in Toronto. We all remember it so well, and the images are coming flashing back as you talk about it. 43 years later, how do you think Terry Fox would feel about all of the gains in cancer research and survivor rates?
That's what it was all about for Terry. That's why he was running. He would often say, it's not about Terry Fox. It's about, making a difference in cancer research, helping other people. And he would be so proud in how Canadians, not only Canadians, but people around the world, there's something like 20, 25 different countries around the world that have Terry Fox runs now. So he would be so proud to know that the impact on research, Canada has some of the best researchers in the world today. Survival rates are better than they've ever been 10, 20, 45 years ago when Terry was first diagnosed. So that's what it was all about for Terry. And, when he was in Scarborough, he said, even if I don't finish, we need others to continue. It's got to keep going without me. And Canadians from coast to coast to coast certainly have done that.
Yeah, everybody paid attention to that message. Before we let you go, Fred, on the website, terryfox.org, there is the Dear Terry campaign. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, the Dear Terry campaign, this year's design on our Terry Fox Run t-shirt as well. If you can imagine when Terry was forced to come home on September 1st after the return of cancer and it was discovered in Thunder Bay, came home, and Canadians, responded with all kinds of love and support by sending cards and letters to Terry. And Mom and Dad received over 60,000 pieces of mail at their doorstep over a period of time. And you can imagine every one of those letters or cards were started with the words, "Dear Terry." So it's a bit of a tribute to all those people who sent Terry a card and also made donations to cancer research for the Marathon of Hope, as Terry wanted to reach that goal of a dollar for every Canadian. And because of those cards, letters, funds that people sent in, whether it was a check or cash, Terry reached that goal.
Yeah, that's beautiful. The Terry Fox Run is this Sunday, September 17th. The Terry Fox School Run follows on the 22nd of September. For details and to donate, go to terryfox.org. Our guest is Terry's big brother. It's okay to say that you're his big brother, isn't it, Fred?
Yeah.
We're so close in age. It's incredible. Thank you, Fred, for all the incredible work that you do in your brother's memory. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Sam and Jane, for chatting today and getting the message out there. It's amazing. Thank you.